This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone. The impeachment proceedings this week continued to shift toward cross-examining the other defendants in the case. You had Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul trying to, what, trick Chief Justice Roberts into divulging the name of the whistleblower who'd set the impeachment proceedings in motion by putting it in the form of a question? Really?
The presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
Senator from Massachusetts.
Mr. Chief Justice, I send a question to the desk.
You had Elizabeth Warren's question suggesting that the proceedings had tainted the court, too.
At a time when large majorities of Americans have lost faith in government, does the fact that the Chief Justice is presiding over an impeachment trial in which Republican senators have thus far refused to allow witnesses or evidence contribute to the loss of legitimacy of the Chief Justice, the Supreme Court, and the Constitution?
And you had Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander conceding in tweets and a public statement that the Democrats had proved its case with a, quote, mountain of overwhelming evidence, and that, quote, it was inappropriate for the president to ask a foreign leader to investigate his political opponent and to withhold United States aid to encourage that investigation, and that when elected officials inappropriately interfere with such investigations, it undermines the principle of equal justice under the law. But Alexander, speaking for many other Republican senators, said that what the president did just wasn't bad enough. As if Saturday Night Live hadn't spoofed that truth back in 2017.
I fired him because of Russia. I thought, he's investigating Russia. I don't like that. I should fire him.
And you're just admitting that?
Uh-huh.
But that's obstruction of justice.
Sure, okay.
Wait, so did I get him? Is this all over? No, I didn't. Nothing matters. Absolutely nothing matters anymore.
So, no conviction, no witnesses, no surprise. But in fact, there were plenty of witnesses, mostly testifying against themselves. Actually, there always have been. Lamar Alexander says the voters will pass judgment on the defendant in November. But it's not just the president, it's also the Congress. And the plaintiff will be the rule of law.